Our reading this evening is from Revelation chapter 1. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us a kingdom of priests to God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear saints, what does God want us to know first before we hear about suffering and trouble in the world and trouble in the churches and the power of the devil and the power of the demons and the end of the world? What does God want us to know first?
Peace.
He's God. That's good.
Peace.
He loves us. Good. These are all good answers. Well, he what?
And
he forgives us. Yeah, these are all fantastic. Good. So what you had tonight was from Revelation, right? Mm-hmm. And this is how Revelation begins. This is Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. And so this is what God wants us to know first before the rest of the book of Revelation. And what's the rest of the book of Revelation? It's pretty awful, some of it is, right? There's trouble in the churches, so St. John's going to write to seven churches, and most of them are in a lot of trouble, right? There's some really great things going on, and there's some also really, really unfaithful things going on, too. And then he's going to move on, he's going to talk about the end of the world, he's going to talk about the power of the demons, he's going to talk about death, he's going to talk about suffering, he's going to talk about some very, very awful things. True things, right? But what does God want us to know first? And you all kind of hit the highlights. You hit the highlights of this. So how is this first? So you know, look at verse 4. How does it begin? John to the seven churches that are in Asia. So first thing that you can know is God has given you his word in the midst of all of this. And what are his first words?
Grace
to you and
peace.
I mean, just compare to everything that's going to be coming up, right? All the suffering, all the trouble, all the afflictions, all the migraines, right? All the family troubles. What do you need to know first? God is gracious. God gives you peace. And he is the one who is, and he is the one who was, and he is the one who is to come. In the midst of all this awful stuff that's happening. What does God want you to know before you hear about the shooting at UNC Charlotte? His grace, his peace. He is the one who is, he is the one who was, he is the one who is to come. From the seven spirits who are before his throne, this is a way that Revelation speaks. Seven is the complete number. The seven spirits would be a name for the Holy Spirit, the complete spirit. Seven churches, complete churches, seven spirits who are before his throne. From Jesus Christ, he's the faithful witness. He's the firstborn of the dead. He's the ruler of the kings of the earth. That's something you need to hear before you turn on the news. Who should we crown him with many crowns? Who is King of Kings? Who is Lord of Lords? Jesus is. Let's not ever forget about that. And how does he feel about us? To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. So is Jesus removed from suffering? Is Jesus removed from rejection? Is Jesus removed from sin and trouble? No, he goes head on to it. And he in fact freed us by his blood, by his death too. Verse 7, behold, he is coming. So that's another thing you need to know, right? So he's coming, and all the trouble in the world and all the suffering of the world and all the sin that you still have within your heart and all the family troubles and all the health problems, all the work troubles, he's coming. And all that will go, it will. Behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth. No more tears, no more suffering. He's going to come. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the tribes on earth will wail on account of him. So I want to kind of pause here and just kind of explain. So that word wail. So this is how I learned it, and I think it's a helpful way of thinking here too. So every eye is going to see him. And kind of when you think about every eye going to see him, you're going to think about two different groups that will have very different reactions when they see him. There will be one group that will not be very happy to see him. But there will be another group who will be overjoyous to see him. And he's coming soon, and the church says, let's go, come on, come Lord Jesus. And these are, I think, the two groups. So there's the ones who pierced him, and then there's the ones who, and I wouldn't so much say wail, but the ones who mourn. Why? How do Christians mourn rightly? What's a proper way for Christians to mourn? So Miss Pam kind of said it. He forgives us, right? What are we to do for our sin? We're to mourn. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. We're to realize that's not what we should have been. That's not who we should have been. That's not what we should have thought, said, or done. I repent. I'm sorry. And so I think that's kind of the tribes who mourn because of him. They hear about their sin. They're repentant. And they know he's coming, and they know he's going to bring forgiveness and peace finally too. Good? Jesus, the Alpha, the Omega, who was, who is, and who is to come, the Almighty. So that's what he wants to know us first. How often do we need to know that? How often do we need to be reminded of that? Every single day. It's probably how you should begin your day, right? Before the trouble, before the trials, before the sins, before the rejections, to him who loves us, freed us by his blood. Anything else stick out for you as you consider this reading and the comforts thereof? Did anybody think that this reading from Revelation was going to be confusing and crazy because it was going to be from Revelation? But it's not. It's pretty clear about how he feels about us.
This would be the one that someone would want us clear.
There's some other parts too. Yeah, but it is. Yeah. I don't know. I go back and forth. I have a love-hate relationship with Revelation. I got a Bible reading plan, and so Revelation comes up every single year. And this year I dreaded it, but loved it as I was in the middle of it. Okay. One year I thought I would love it, and then dread it as I was reading it too. Loving. Yeah. Kind of all about a blessing too. Other things, what kind of stuck out for you? What comforted you? What questions do you have from this reading?
Always like I am the Alpha and Omega.
Right. Why do you like that?
Yes, because he's the very beginning of everything, and then the end is going to be the end.
It's going to be the end, too.
And the end. Because everything has to end somewhere.
It will.
Mm-hmm.
It will. So I used to tell you this a lot, and I kind of forgot the wisdom of it, too. But there's kind of been these studies. What is the stress that kills you the most? And the answer is the stress that you don't see an end to. If you see an end to the stress, you can normally make it through okay. But if you just think it's going to keep going, then it's very, very difficult to see, to go through. And so for the Christian, it's so important that you keep your, as Miss Corleen said, that you keep your eye on the fact that it will end. And it might be in a month, and it might be in 10 years, and it might be in 100 years. I don't know, you know. Not for you. Who knows?
It could be in death.
It could be in death, and that will be the end for you. And that will be a joyous end, a blessed end.
Remember this man Pish, he came from those that were those who cursed him.
Right.
And at the time that he come, there would still be people that would be cursed. Because there would be people that would still not be believing. And so it would be like still piercing his heart.
Right.
That they're not changing, or they're not wanting to change.
Right. That's kind of how I take it in a kind of a mysterious way. Is those two different groups that will see Jesus, the ones who wanted him dead and still want him dead, and don't want him to be King of Kings, the one who mock him, spit him, hate him, don't want to listen to him and try to ignore him. And then there'll be the group that loves him, mourns their sin because of him, is looking forward to all this being the end. Yeah. Even the ones who pierced him. They'll see him. Other thoughts from this text too? So Luther will say too, verse 5, Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, he's the firstborn of the dead. And if there's a firstborn, then you know what? There's going to be more. That's right. So you don't call your firstborn if it's your only child. It's the firstborn if there's more children that follow after. So who's going to follow after? You. Me. Us. And so I can ask this too. I'm not a man, so but I've heard that the firstborn would be the hardest, the most painful to go through. And I'm sure there's just, you know, there's probably different circumstances that could make that untrue. But like in general, would you say that's true? So that's what I've heard. So Jesus is the one who kind of paves the way, right? He's the way. And then the ones who follow him are a little bit easier to go through too. But I heard that from a man, so I don't, you know.
Firstborn period or firstborn son?
Firstborn period. Yeah, yeah. So was that true? Was that true for you? You remember? Wasn't true for you. You had more painful, yeah.
It was a challenge at times.
I think the first one is always like that because you don't know what to expect. If you never had a child, you never know what to expect.
And I'm just talking about birth, especially, the act of birth. The act of birth.
21 hours, yeah.
First one, so.
21 hours.
21 hours for the first, for the firstborn. And the secondborn was less?
Less.
Much less. So, that would fit that sort of thing,
yeah,
too.
That.
Jesus has kind of, he's been the first one, gone through the pains, the extra things. We flow after him a little bit easier. Still painful, right? Don't ignore that, too. You're shaking your head, so that was a little bit different of a story. Read that, too. Yeah, too. All right. Well, let's rise and let's pray.
Lord.
art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that we who have celebrated the mystery of the Lord's resurrection may by the help of your grace bring forth the fruits thereof in our life and conduct, confessing that Jesus is our Lord and our God. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Gracious Lord Jesus, you have freed us by your blood. You are the one who is and who was and who is to come, the great Alpha and Omega. Grant that in the midst of sufferings and sicknesses and trials and hardships, that we might always know first you, and that we might always know last you. Hear us now as we Christians pray for our government and those in authority, for all in your holy Christian church, for those who do not know Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God, and have life in his name, for those who are traveling, for those who work, for our enemies and those who hate us, and for all of those that we now name with our hearts and with our voices. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son,
that you have graciously kept me this day, and I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.